弟兄姊妹们好。
Good evening, brothers and sisters.
我们感谢主，让我们能够一起聚在主的面前。
We thank the Lord that we could be gathered before Him again.
今天下午我有一点时间安静。
This afternoon, I had some time to be quiet.
因为这一次主给我的带领是和大家一同交通以弗所书。
This time the Lord has led me to share on Ephesians with everyone.
就像我们弟兄刚才领诗歌他说的。
As the person who led the hymn said,
以弗所书是一卷非常荣耀而且启示亮光最高的一卷书。
Ephesians is a very glorious book, and its revelation is one of the highest.
我跟主说呢，我不会交通的。
And I told the Lord, I do not know how to share.
那我问主啊，我们该用什么样的心和灵呢，来一起分享神这重要的信息。
And I asked the Lord what kind of heart or spirit I should use to share with this.
那么我也试想着，保罗写这一封书信的时候，他心情是什么样子。
I also considered how Paul's condition was when he wrote this letter.
我个人感觉呢，我们是一同来到父神的宝座跟前。
I feel that we are all coming before the Father's throne.
我们是一同来到主耶稣的脚前。
We are coming before Jesus' feet.
父神要把他心中的最深处的他的心意呢，要向我们说出来。
And the Father wants to speak His deepest will to us.
这是一个非常喜乐的一个时刻。
This is a very joyful thing.
我相信呢，我们中间有做父亲的弟兄们，可能你有这种感觉。
For the brothers who are here, I believe that the fathers have this feeling before.
你巴不得你的儿子快快长大。
You desire that your children would grow up.
有一天呢，他可以跟我谈心，我可以把我的心事告诉他。
And then one day we can have a heart-to-heart talk.
我的女婿啊，很有意思。
My daughter-in-law is very.
My
son-in-law.
那么他有一个儿子，两个女儿。
He has one son and two daughters.
他儿子才三岁的时候，他就给他穿上 NBA 的衣服。
And when his son was only 3 years old, he gave him an NBA shirt.
真的大篮球，天天要他去练习。
And at that age, he gave him a basketball and told him to practice each day.
我们去了，觉得很好笑，很好玩。
We felt that it was very amusing.
但我们又忍不住要跟他谈一谈。
But we also desire to have a conversation with him.
所以当我要离开，每一次我要离开他们家，我们都有一个晚上，我们一家人在一起，无话不说。
And each time before we would leave, there would be one night where we would have a family gathering and we wouldn't say anything.
我的姊妹就告诉他说，我能体会你这个做爸爸的心。
And my wife told him that I can understand how you feel to be a father.
你真盼望你的儿子啊，现在就像你这么高，跟你一起去打篮球。
I know you truly desire that your son would be as old as you are now and can play basketball with you.
但是呢，你必须要考虑他才三岁。
But you have to consider that he's only three.
弟兄姊妹们，若是父神要把他心中最深处的话向他的儿女说。
Brothers and sisters, if the father wants to speak his deepest thoughts,
他一定等他的儿女能够听得懂。
He will wait until his children are able to understand.
这是第一个点。
That's the first thing.
第二个点。
And second,
当他儿女们真的愿意来听的时候。
When his children are truly willing to listen,
父神的心是何等的欢喜。
The father's heart is very joyful.
所以盼望这一次我们在一起相聚，我们要带着这种的心来。
This time when we are gathered here, may we bring such a heart.
也愿主把他心中的喜乐赏赐浇灌在我们中间。
And may the Lord give us His joy and pour it upon us.
在我开始之前，我能不能有一点小小的请求？
And before we begin, can I have a simple request?
请弟兄姊妹呢稍微坐集中一点。
That brothers and sisters can sit a little closer.
因为这个聚会厅非常的大。
Because this gathering place is very large.
这个我不是一个声乐家。
I am not a vocal artist.
你知道声乐家啊，多大的地方他都没有关系，因为他的声音是可以 project， 可以这个 送出去的。
A vocal artist knows how to project his voice, so he doesn't worry about the size of the gathering.
所以坐在哪一个点的人呢，听都是一样的音量的。
And no matter where you sit, you can hear the same volume.
请大家体恤我的软弱。
But please cover my weakness.
我不是那样，我没有那种功力。
I don't have that ability.
所以若是大家坐近一点呢，对我来讲是一个很大的扶持和帮助。
So if everyone can sit closer, then it can really help me.
我们请大家先读几节的圣经。
Let's start by reading a few passages.
请我们翻到以弗所书。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书第一章第九节。
Chapter 1, verse 9.
早早的话，我们可以，我们任何语言我们一起读。
Let us read it together.
或者我们读第八节。
No, let's actually start in verse 8.
我们读第八、第九节。
Verse 8 and 9.
这恩典是神用诸般智慧、聪明、充充足足赏给我们的，都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘。这个所预定的美意呢，就他预先心里面他就有这样一个喜悦。
And here when it says the pleasure of his will, it is that he had this desire in him.
父神有一个什么样的喜悦呢？
The father had this heart.
他盼望他的儿女们能够明白他旨意的奥秘。
And this hope that his children would be able to understand the mystery of his will.
以弗所书就是讲神旨意里面那个奥秘。
Ephesians speaks of the mystery of that will.
若是有一般神的儿女们愿意来听，父神的心何等的喜乐。
If some of God's children are willing to listen, then the Father is very joyful.
而且我们有这个愿意的心呢，是父神在我们身上用各样的智慧和聪明把恩典赐给我们的结果。
And then when we have this heart, then the Father is able to give us his wisdom and revelation, and that is the result.
我们在读第十五节到第十七节。
Next, let's read verse 15 to 17.
我们一起读一下。
Let's read it together.
因此，我既听见你们信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒，就为你们不住的感谢神，祷告的时候常提到你们，求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他。在这里我们看见保罗他从父那里领受了父神旨意的奥秘。
Here we see that Paul has received the mysteries of the will from the Father.
他要把它分享给所有弟兄姊妹，特别是那个时候以弗所教会。
And he wants to share it to all the saints, especially those in Ephesus.
他里面充满了爱的感觉。
He is filled with love.
他一想到以弗所教会弟兄姊妹们的光景，他就为他们不住的感谢神。
And when he considers the condition of the saints there, he does not cease to give thanks for them.
他能够说呢，他在祷告中常常的提到这一般的弟兄姊妹。
He says that he constantly makes mention of them in his
prayers. 因为呢，以弗所弟兄姊妹呢，他们是一般有在主里有经历的人。
Because the Ephesians were people who had experiences in the Lord.
我们知道保罗在以弗所服事呢，很特别的。
We know that Paul's service in Ephesus was very unique.
他到了以弗所的时候，那时候大概有十二个他们跟从了施洗约翰的教训，信了耶稣。
When he got there, there were about 12 who had believed in Jesus because they followed the teaching of John the Baptist.
但是他们没有重生得救。
But they hadn't been born again yet.
保罗到了那里呢，就问他们。
And when Paul asked them,
你们
Paul got there, he asked them,
你们受浸的时候是奉谁的名受的浸？
When you were baptized, whose name were you baptized under?
他们说我们受的是施洗约翰那个悔改的浸。
And they said that they had received the John's baptism of repentance.
换句话说呢，他们的心归转回来向着神。
In other words, their hearts had been turned back to the Lord.
他们向着神是真心的。
They were true towards God.
可能也是热心的。
And they may have been zealous towards God.
但是他们还没有享受到父神在基督里丰满的祝福。
but they hadn't enjoyed all the blessings of the Father yet in Christ.
所以保罗就重新跟他们讲主耶稣钉十字架的救恩。
Then Paul once again told them the story of Christ crucified.
听完了以后，保罗告诉他们说，你们应该奉耶稣基督的名受浸。
And Paul said that you should be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus.
啊，他们就顺从了。
And then they obeyed.
啊，他们相信了。他们就顺从了主耶稣，所以保罗说：“你们信从主耶稣。”
They believed and they believed in the Lord and they followed the Lord.
他们那一天奉耶稣基督的名受浸起来了，他们就接受了圣灵，他们重生了。
When they believed and they were baptized in the name of the Lord, they received the Holy Spirit.
这是每一个基督徒的故事。
This is the story of every Christian.
这更应该是教会的故事和经历。
And this should be the story and the experience of the church.
不仅他们重生的那一天，他们信从主耶稣。
From the day they were born again, they believed in Jesus.
而且他们开始有两年的时间跟着保罗一起明白神的心意。
And then there were 2 years where they learned with Paul to consider the will of the Lord.
我们知道保罗出去传福音了。
We know that when Paul went out to preach,
他到有些地方可能只有两三天，他就被打走了。
Sometimes he would stay in one place for only 2 or 3 days.
在哥林多呢，算是比较长，有一年半。
In Corinth, he was actually there for 1.5 years.
那么他在以弗所有两年的时间。
But in Ephesus, he was there for 2 years.
而且是天天聚会。
And they constantly met each day.
我们怎么知道他天天聚会呢
？How do we know that?
因为保罗呢，把一个当时哲学家叫做崔拉努的。那个他的教室租下来了。
Because Paul had actually rented the house of Tyrannus, the philosopher.
因为推拉鲁他们那个希腊人呢，下午那个地方南欧是非常热的。
Because in southern Europe, it is very hot in midsummer.
所有的商业的学校都停课的，都停业的。
And all the schools and the shops were closed during the middle of the day.
晚上六点钟以后呢，大家才出来。
And people wouldn't leave until 6 p.m.
所以希腊人是过夜生活的。
So Greeks had a nightlife.
那么下午这一段时间，那个教室就空在那里。保罗说：“我好不好给你租下来
？”And during the afternoon, the classroom, so to say, would be empty, and Paul rented it.
推拉鲁很高兴，可以赚一点外快。
And Tyrannus was very happy that he could earn some money. And he rented it to Paul.
保罗就天天下午在那里了，本着圣经讲神的国。
And each afternoon, Paul would be there and speak about the kingdom of God.
以至于以弗所的弟兄姊妹们，他们明白救恩在他们身上的意义是什么。
And then the Ephesian brothers and sisters understood what the will of salvation was.
他们不仅信从主耶稣，而且他们亲爱众圣徒。
They believed in the Lord Jesus, and they also loved all the saints.
他们爱所有的弟兄姊妹。
They loved all the brothers and sisters.
你知道，我们有一点教会经历就知道。
If we have some experience in the church, we know.
有些弟兄姊妹是很可爱的。
Some brothers and sisters are lovable.
有些弟兄姊妹像我一样的不可爱的。
But some brothers and sisters like me are not lovable.
但是就是可爱的是亲爱的，不可爱的也是亲爱的。
But both of them are all dear brothers and sisters.
这个叫做他们有。在基督里的经历。
That is called the experience in Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，这个在我们生活中是何等的真实呢
？Brothers and sisters, this experience is very real in us.
我自己从年轻开始有教会的生活。
Ever since I was young, I had the experience of church life.
我就发现常常在聚会中有些人就不来了。
And sometimes in the gathering, people would stop coming.
因为他发现聚会中有太多不可爱的弟兄，他就走了。
Sometimes people discover that there are too many unlovable brothers and sisters and then they leave.
那不是换一个聚会。
So they go to a different gathering.
又不久又走又换一个聚会。
But after a while, they leave and go to another gathering.
弟兄姊妹，这种，如果是这种情形呢，我们不会有在基督里深的经历。
Brothers and sisters, in this condition, you won't have a deep understanding of experience of the body of Christ.
不是这样。
But that wasn't the brothers and sisters in Ephesians.
他们彼此相爱。
They love one another.
而且他们接待各处来的弟兄姊妹。
And they accepted all brothers and sisters.
保罗为他们祷告的时候，心里面为他们实在是感谢主。
So when Paul prayed for them, he truly thanked God for them.
这是我们看见以弗所书写作的背景。
This is the background to Ephesians.
我们就稍微再讲一点点。
And a little more.
保罗是怎么离开以弗所的呢
How did Paul leave Ephesus?
因为呢，那时候以弗所的这个银匠的工会啊，他们起来鼓动众人暴动。
Because the silversmiths, they stirred up the people and they started a riot.
他们说保罗呢是一个搅乱天下的人。
They said that Paul was someone who caused trouble.
因为他来了以后呢，他们这个偶像生意就越来越差了，没有人买偶像了。
Ever since he got there, people stopped buying the idols and their business started going bad.
甚至在那个之前呢，有好多拜偶像的人，行邪术的人，他们不拜了，而且把这些东西带到教会里面去，他们要信耶稣，把它都烧了。
And actually before that, there were many people who, after they got saved, they took all their books on magic and sorcery and burned them.
所以这些做偶像的银匠呢，这个生意不好了，就痛恨保罗，你知道，他们就起来要迫害保罗。
And so these silversmiths, their business was failing, so they wanted to go against Paul and they wanted to attack him.
以弗所的弟兄姊妹们经历过属灵的征战。
So you see that the Ephesian brothers and sisters have experienced spiritual warfare.
开始懂得教会的生活里面的一些内容。
They started understanding the details of church life.
所以他们到了一个情形呢，主能够感动保罗把这样的一封书信交通给他们。
And after a certain time, the Lord touched Paul to send them such a letter.
弟兄姊妹们，但是要交通的时候，保罗还是有一个感觉。
But when Paul was sharing with them, he still had this feeling.
我们可以在悟性上，在字面上都明白。
We can understand in our head and in the letter.
但是我们还是不明白它里面讲的那个到底具体是什么东西。
But we may not understand concretely what it is.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹们，你读以弗所书读过多少遍。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know how many times you have read Ephesians.
你听过多少啊？主的仆人们或弟兄姊妹交通这一卷书
or how many messages you have heard on this book
在 你我的生活里面有没有产生过冲击 impact
but has this had an impact in your life
有没有产生过改变
has it caused a change
有没有碰见难处的时候你里面有力量
and when you encounter difficulties do you have strength within
换句话说你是不是摸到这个信息里面他讲的那个大能大力
In other words, have you touched the power in the message?
你有没有被那个荣耀碰见了？你就发现这个实在是大能大力。
And have you been touched by the glory that you truly see it is very glorious and very powerful,
mighty
and powerful?
你知道保罗在哥罗西书里面就讲到，愿神的荣耀啊，使你们他的大能啊，使你们呢力上加力。
And Paul mentions in Colossians that the mighty power of the Lord would increase power unto power.
这个我们看见，所以保罗为着这件事情呢，他要到主面前去祷告。
And for this reason, Paul went before the Lord and prayed.
他来到我们主耶稣基督的神面前。
He came before the God of the Lord Jesus.
我们看见呢。主耶稣为我们做人，所以神也是他的神。
We see that the Lord Jesus became man for us.
他为我们成全了救赎。
So the Father is also His Father. He completed the work of salvation.
他为我们成全救赎，把生命赐给我们。
And He gave us His life.
所以他的父也成为我们的父。
And then His Father became our Father.
而他的父是怎样呢？是荣耀的父。
And He is the Father of glory.
现在荣耀的父要向我们显一下，好叫我们里面认识他。
And now the Father of Glory was to reveal Himself so that we would know Him.
弟兄姊妹，这个是一个我不太懂的事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is something I don't fully understand.
我年轻的时候听弟兄姊妹讲啊，说以弗所书是圣经里面启示亮光最高的一卷书。
When I was young, I heard brothers and sisters say that Ephesians was the book that had the highest revelation.
我那时候心里面很服气，我说是的。但是到底怎么是我一点都不知道。
And in my heart, I felt that it was, but exactly what that meant, I didn't know.
有一个弟兄跟我讲，他年轻的时候被主开启啊，一整个月闭上眼睛就看见荣耀。我说这什么事情啊？
There was one brother.
怎么可能啊？
There was one brother who said that he had been enlightened by the Lord, so that whenever he closed his eyes, he would see the glory.
他说他晚上睡觉躺在床上，哇，这个人就好像带到天上去了。
And he said when he lay on his bed and he was to sleep, he felt like he was brought to heaven. And I thought, how is this possible?
弟兄姊妹，盼望这几天，我们一点好卑微的交通。
Brothers and sisters, in these next few days, in the humble sharing,
让弟兄姊妹们，你也能够有这个爱慕，也能够摸到一点点。
I hope that you will also have this love and that you will also be able to touch a little bit.
为了要看见神旨意的奥秘。
In order that you can see the mystery of His will.
在这个奥秘里面我们认识并且看见得着神的荣耀。
And in this you can see, understand, and receive the Father's glory.
保罗说求神呢把那赐人智慧和启示的灵赐给我们。
Paul said that he may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹你祷告的时候讲到这个赐人智慧和启示灵你是心里意思是指着什么说的
Brothers and sisters, I don't know what you mean when you say that when you pray that you would receive a spirit of wisdom and revelation.
好我们中文因为讲翻译翻成赐人智慧和启示的灵第一但是英文说给你智慧和启示的灵。
In the English, it's that it gives you the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
赐人智慧，那就是圣灵了，对不对
？If it's what gives you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, that's the spirit.
如果给你智慧的灵和启示的灵，那个灵是小写的灵，那是我的灵。
But here it's lowercase spirit because it's referring to our spirit.
不管是圣灵或者我们的灵，我们知道。为了要明白神旨意的奥秘，我们需要智慧。
But regardless if it's the Holy Spirit or our Spirit, if you want to understand, you have to have the wisdom from the Father.
我们需要启示。
We need revelation.
我对这个祷告啊，在主面前呢，常常寻求主，这到底是什么意思？怎么经历的？
Before the Lord, I constantly asked Him what this verse meant and how you experience it.
我跟主说，要是我的写的话，我应该说呢，赐我启示和智慧的灵。
And if I were to write it, I would ask for a spirit of revelation and wisdom.
先有启示，才有智慧。
Because you think first you have revelation. Because in my view, it seems you would first have revelation, then wisdom.
但是保罗很清楚地讲，先有智慧，才有启示。
But Paul clearly says that you first have wisdom and then you have revelation.
如果照着英文圣经讲的那个灵是我的灵的话
And according to the English, if that spirit is your spirit,
我们知道我们的灵是里面属灵它有一个属灵的官能叫做眼睛叫做视觉
And we know that within your spirit, it has an organ of eyesight.
有一个 spiritual eyesight.
There's a spiritual eyesight.
你可以看得见今天物质背后那个属灵的事实。
You can see the spiritual reality behind the material.
基督徒啊，我们属灵生命越活泼、越正常、越健康，你这个眼睛的视觉就越清晰。
And the better condition and healthier that your spiritual condition is, then your spiritual eyesight will be more enlightened.
我们说每一个人蒙恩得救，你可能还不知道。但是你已经有了一个属灵的视觉。
And everyone who is saved by grace, maybe you don't realize it yet, but you already have a spiritual perception.
但是那个视觉呢，对周遭属灵事物的辨认能力还是模糊的。
But it's still very muddled about understanding or being perceptive.
有的医生告诉我们说，你看到那个小 baby 生下来。
For example, when a baby is first born,
他眼睛很亮。
Their eyes are very bright.
看不出哪个是他的爸爸，哪个是他的妈妈。
But they can't actually tell who's their father and who's their mother yet.
好，我的孩子他读一点这解剖学，读医学方面的。
My son studied medicine.
My daughter.
Oh, my daughter studied.
My daughter
studied medicine.
他就告诉我说，他说其实小孩子也没什么听觉，也没有，他只会看见光，他就跟着光走。
She told me that actually very young infants don't really have very good senses. They just see light and they follow the light.
我们刚蒙恩得救，我们有一个属灵的眼睛。
Brothers and sisters, when we're saved, we have spiritual eyesight.
你会跟着光走。
And you know how to follow the light.
所以约翰告诉我们说，生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
John tells us that in him was life, and this life was the light of men.
所以你有了这个光。
You have this light.
所以有弟兄姊妹，就是年轻的孩子，他重生得救了，他就发现他有些事情做错，他就向父母亲认罪。
And for example, a child that becomes saved, when they realize that they have made a mistake, they will go to their parents and confess.
弟兄姊妹，这是很宝贵的一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very precious thing.
而且以前做的事情呢，现在忽然的光照到了，他肯在人面前公开的承认。
And when this light shines upon him, he is willing to openly confess.
你知道，以弗所教会他们就是因为呢，保罗啊没有去赶鬼，结果他们敬畏神了。
And because in Ephesians, because Paul didn't go to chase out the evil spirits, so cast out the demons, so they reverenced God.
是那祭司长的七个儿子，他们游行念咒赶鬼，不太灵呢。但是听说保罗奉耶稣基督的名，鬼就出去了。所以他们赶鬼的时候说：“我奉保罗所信的耶稣基督吩咐你出去。”
The seven sons of the high priest tried to, they said that I adjure you in the name of the Jesus that Paul preaches.
可能他们声音很大。
And perhaps they shouted it. And there were seven sons, so they were very bold.
没有想到，那个鬼说，这个耶稣我知道，保罗我也认识，你们是谁呢？
But then the demon said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know.But who are you?
哇，那鬼就跳在他们身上，结果他们赤身而逃。
And then the demon overcame them, and then they fled away wounded and naked.
我常常想，会不会保罗后来真的被请去赶了那个鬼
？And then I sometimes wonder, was Paul actually asked to help cast out that demon?
但是这件事叫全以弗所城里面的人，不论信主不信主的，都敬畏神。
But because of this incident, all the believers and unbelievers in Ephesus honored the Lord.
以前敢随便这个这这这个批评论断的，现在都不敢随便说话了。
And some people who may have been willing to criticize or complain, now they didn't dare say anything.
我们读使徒行传就知道，当时呢，以弗所教会就有好多素来这个信主的人呢。到教会中把他们素来所行的事都说出来。
And we know that there were some people who, in the Ephesian church that they came before the church and they spoke of all the things that they did.
所有读圣经都知道那是指着公开的认罪。
And those who read the Bible know that that's referring to open confession of sin.
为什么他们会这样？
But why would they do that?
光进去了。
The light has entered them.
啊，弟兄姊妹，他们里面的眼睛开始亮了一点点。
The inner eyes of their spirit have been enlightened a little.
在世人的眼光看呢，你在众人面前说自己的不好的事情是羞耻啊，对不对
？In the world's viewpoint, if you speak of all your shameful things openly, that's shameful.
但是在神的面前，这是蒙拯救啊，蒙怜悯。
But before God, this is
各种不同的看法。
This is a completely different view.
但是即便这样，他们属灵的视觉分辨力还是很差。
But despite that, their spiritual perception and discernment was still very weak.
这就是保罗的祷告，求父神把那个赐人智慧和启示的灵放在赐给他们。
And that's why Paul prayed that the God of the Lord Jesus Christ would give him the spirit of wisdom and a revelation.
我为什么以往想呢？先要启示呢？
Why did I used to think that revelation came first?
我们的启示就是把一个遮盖的东西揭开来，把它的遮盖拿掉。
Revelation means to uncover something.
啊，让你可以看见那盖住的东西里面真相是什么。
And you could see what the thing that had been covered looked like.
好，弟兄姊妹们，你知道圣经上面有一些人晚上他们也有异象的。
And we know that in the Bible, there were some who dreamed at night and had visions.
比如说法老做了梦。
For example, Pharaoh.
他看见了什么？那是一个启示。
That's a revelation.
他看见七个肥壮的母牛上来。
He saw the seven fat cows.
然后又看见七个瘦弱的母牛上来。
And then the seven lean, skinny cows.
所以后来上来的七个母牛把七个肥壮的母牛都吃了，仍然瘦弱。
And then the seven lean cows ate the seven fat cows and were still.
那天晚上，启示的灵临到了法老。
So that night, the spirit of revelation came upon Pharaoh.
但是他醒来了，坐立不安。
But when he woke up, he was unsettled.
为什么？他没有智慧的灵。
Why? Because he didn't have the spirit of wisdom.
所以保罗他非常懂属灵经历的原则。
But Paul understood this principle of spiritual experience.
对于外邦人，神可以给他启示，但是他一点都不明白。
For Gentiles, God could give them revelation, but they would not understand.
对于神的儿女，神先赐智慧。
But for God's children, He first gives them wisdom.
才把启示赐给你。
And then He gives them the revelation.
那智慧怎么得呢？
How do you gain wisdom?
弟兄姊妹们，箴言告诉我们说，敬畏耶和华是什么？智慧的开端。
In Proverbs, it says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
我小的时候要出去，要出门，离开家出去读书。
When I was young, I would be leaving home to go study. 我妈妈
就把这句话写给我。
And my mom would write this word for this verse to me.
儿子啊，你出去碰到什么事情，读这句话。
And she said, "Son, if you encounter anything, just read this word."
我母亲刚刚被主接回去。
And my mother had recently been taken by the Lord.
这几天我安静下来，我就怀念她。
And whenever I quiet down, I often consider her.
我为她真的感谢我的主。
And I truly thank the Lord for her.
她教导我。
She taught me.
弟兄姊妹们，若是你得着神的智慧
，Brothers and sisters, if you receive the wisdom from God,
那么启示临到的时候，你会明白它。
When the revelation comes, you will understand.
你会摸到那个荣耀。
You will touch that glory.
何等的奇妙。
And that is very amazing.
那会改变你整个人的方向，我们的心思意念，我们做人的态度，完全彻底的改变。
It will completely change your perspective and your thoughts and your intentions.
革命性的经历。
It's a very revolutionary experience.
我不知道这个什么时候临，怎么临到我的。
I don't know when it came upon me.
但是当这个临到我的时候，真是在我身上产生大的改变。
But when it did, it caused a great change in my life.
以前我很在乎的事情，现在对我来讲摸不到我。
In the past, things that I used to care much about, now it didn't matter to me.
别人觉得什么都没有，但是你怎么会这个样子？他们是觉得甚至你这个人呢，有一点疯狂。
Other people wonder what happened to you, and they may think that you are a little crazy.
像我那个时候蒙召的时候，我的教授们呢，看我读书啊、做研究都还不错，但他们觉得我 crazy 啊。
For example, when I was first called by the Lord,
那是1977年的时候。
Back in 1977, my studies were all pretty good, and the professors and some others thought that I was crazy.
啊，他们觉得我这个人可能 mental 有问题。
They thought that I may have had some mental issues.
所以叫我的同学啊，24小时轮班的，陪着我。他们是陪着我，其实我知道他们是监视我，怕我自杀或做什么 crazy 事情。
And so they had some students to stay with me 24 hours, and they were with me, but I knew that they were watching to make sure that I didn't commit suicide or do something crazy.
有一个月之久，最后我只好跟我教授一个一个去谈。跟他们讲，我没有 beside myself，
and
我还是很正常的。
I had to go personally to each of the professors and tell them that I wasn't beside myself, that I was normal.
但是我跟他们说，我遇见了你们都相信的主耶稣。
But I told them that I have met the Lord that they believed in.
他在我里面是那么真实。
He was so real within me.
时间到底是什么？现在在我里面，我知道了。
And what is time? But now that he's in me, I understand.
我只有这么多时间，所以保罗在以弗所书里面讲，你要爱惜你的光阴啊。
And that's why, in Ephesians, Paul tells them to number your days.
我的时间要用的有永远的价值，我不要用在没有永远价值的事上。
Your time is limited, and I wanted to use it on things that had eternal value.
我还记得跟我一个很爱护我的一个教授，教太空物理的 ，space physics。
And there was one professor of space physics who really admired me.
他很爱护我。He really cared for me.
And he cared for me.
我们两个谈。
And we were discussing.
他说你要给我一个理由哈，我们全系的教授都 concerned about you.
And he said that that all the professors in this department are concerned about you. So give us a reason.
我那天真不知道怎么跟他解释。
And I didn't know how to explain to him.
我自己的指导教授他是基督徒，我跟他讲了。他说好吧，这样吧。但是他我知道他过不去。
Now my advisor was a Christian, and when I just told him, he said it was okay, but I knew that he couldn't get past it.
所以请了这位教授来。
And then he invited this professor.
他是在上海出生的韩国人。
He was Korean, and he had been born in Shanghai, and he grew up in the U.S.
那时候牙医学生很少，所以他对我非常好，我也修他的课。
Back then, there were very few Asian students, and I took some of his classes, and he wanted me to study under him.
啊, 那一天他找我谈,
and that day, he discussed
with me.
And I explained this, and I explained that, and he said he couldn't accept it.
后来我跟他讲, 我说, 教授, 我用别人的说法,
and later on, and finally I told him, Professor, let me use someone else's word.
我说我们都像一个探险的人。
We are all like an explorer.
我们生在地上。
We're born on earth.
我们开始手头要找一个蜡烛, 我们是在一个山洞里面探险, 里面没有光的。
We're exploring inside a cave, and there's no light, and we're trying to light a candle.
那么别人呢就给我一根可以点燃的蜡烛。
And other people give me a candle that I can light.
我说我就是在山洞里面，那么这个蜡烛就是我现在修的这个学问，这个学位。
And so people have given me this candle, and this candle in my hands represents the academic study that I have. And holding this, I can see what I need to go ahead. So I am carefully walking. And then ahead of me, I suddenly see this light that doesn't change, and I start heading towards it.
我千辛万苦爬到那里，一看， 我到了洞口了。
And as I climb there, I see that I have reached the outside of the cave.
外面呢, 阳光明媚, 非常的美丽。
And outside, the light is very bright and it's very beautiful.
我问我的教授, 如果你是我的话, 你会做什么事情？
And I asked him, Professor, if you were I, what would you do?
他说, now I understand, you can go.
And then he told me, now I understand, you can go.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, this is what Paul asked for.
他说要荣耀的父, 把智慧启示的灵放在你我里面。
That the Father of glory may give to you a spirit of wisdom and a revelation.
你看见了。
You've seen it.
你可能不是要全时间哈, 你不是要辞职哈。
Perhaps you're not full time, perhaps you're not going to quit your job.
我那时候本来以为是这样, 神说你回去读完你的博士学位。
Originally that's what I thought, but then God told me to finish my PhD.
但是我在读书, 方向目标跟以前完全不一样。
But as I continued to study, my direction and goal were completely different.
用现在的话来讲, 你人生整个的优先次序变了。
In other words, the priorities in your life have completely changed.
以前我的优先次序是这个, 现在不是了。
In the past, my priority was this, but now it isn't.
这是以弗所书非常重要的。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very important point in Ephesians.
而且你的价值观完全不一样了。
And your concept of value has
completely
changed.
以前我侍奉啊, 我觉得这样做就是讨神的喜悦, 那样做我是在侍奉主。
In the past, I would think that doing this or that was serving the Lord and pleasing to Him.
完全不一样了。
But now it's completely different.
在那个之前呢, 我也曾经很热心的侍奉, 到处传福音。
And before that, I had also been very zealous, preaching the gospel everywhere.
我在台湾就参加了美国的Campus Crusade。
And I joined the Campus Crusade in Taiwan.
那时候Campus Crusade在现在的首尔, 就是南韩, 他们有一个大的rally啊, 是全亚洲的年轻人, 叫做Explosive 74。
And they had a huge rally of young people all across Asia, and they held it in Seoul, Korea, called...
叫做Reach Out, Evangelical的这个。 我那时候是candidate, 要去参加, 后来主... 因为我当兵就不能去了。
And originally I was a candidate to go to this rally, but then because I had to go to military service, I couldn't go.
那时候拿着 Full Spiritual Law, 到了公园就说你来,我跟你讲,讲完了祷告你就得救了。
And I was full of, and then I would go to a park and I'd preach the gospel to someone and I'd pray with them and I said, okay, now you're saved.
而且我到各教会去访问他们有什么需要我就投入。
And I went through churches everywhere and wherever they had any needs, I would go in.
我曾经跟一些从瑞典来的圣洁会的宣教士同工过。
And I even worked with some from Sweden in the Holiness Movement.
他们在我们住的那个大学买了一个鬼屋。 买一个 haunted house.
They bought a haunted house on our campus.
因为那个房子里面呢, 以前有过谋杀案。
Because there had been
a murder case
inside that house.
一个呆子啊, 所以呢, 后来有人要买或租那个地方，都不到一个礼拜，他落荒而逃啊，都跑掉了，没有人敢碰那个房子。
And people had bought that house before and tried living there, but after a week, they would all run away, frightened.
你说那个福音的火点在我里面，烧得我旺得不得了，我们去赶鬼啊。
So the fire of revival and was so strong in me that I decided to go in and cast out the demon. So they bought that house at a very low cost.
我们就 remodel.
We remodeled it.
后来有两个姊妹，她们是灵恩派，很有灵恩经历的姊妹，她们就说我们愿意住进去。
And there were two very charismatic sisters who were willing to live in that house.
哦，她们住进去经历可多了，晚上啊，那房子里面可热闹了。
And they had many experiences there over and at night. It was very interesting.
一下子厨房里面有人在那里烧开水，一去什么都没有。
There would be someone boiling hot water in the kitchen, and they go there, and there's no one there.
本来开着的，忽然熄掉了。
And then there would be a light that was on, and suddenly it would turn off.
我们又进去又祷告禁食。
We would go inside and fast and pray.
那一段日子真是这个风风火火的。
It was a very crazy time.
后来在那个房子里面传福音，就很多人得救。
And we preached the gospel there, and many were saved.
但是当我明白了以弗所书，
But when I understood Ephesians,
我仍然火热。
I was still zealous.
但我有了一个 focus.
But now I had a focus.
我有一个有永远价值的目标。
I had an eternal goal.
弟兄姊妹们，为什么我们要这样聚会？
Brothers and sisters, why do we need to gather this?
为什么我要这样做人？
Why do I have to be like this?
为什么我这样教导我的儿女？
Why should I teach my children this way?
为什么我用这种态度来处理与人际的关系？
Why is this my attitude in dealing with human relationships?
是因为主让我们认识他。
It's because the Lord has allowed me to know Him.
这个他到底是谁？
And who is Him?
我是大概二十六岁左右，主开始带我认真的读以弗所书。
Around the time I was 26, the Lord started leading me to study Ephesians carefully.
其实二十四岁的时候我就开始读，但是我就承认我不知道这个他是谁。
Actually, when I was 24, I started reading Ephesians, but I didn't understand who him was referring to.
那时候我已经在我们大学，因为我是研究生了，我就做大学团契的这个辅导，带年轻的本科生了。
As a graduate student, I was a leader in the campus fellowship.
我记得有一天早上晨更的时候，我就跟他们讲说，我不知道这个他是谁。
And one morning during devotions, I told them I did not know who him is.
是我们的父神。
And I said, I think that this is the Father.
我也可以假设这个他就是主耶稣。
But I could also suppose that this is Christ.
那既然保罗说这些以弗所的弟兄姊妹，他们信主这么多年，还需要真知道他，那我更需要知道。
But then, because Paul said that these Ephesians who had known the Lord for many years needed to know Him, that means I need to know Him even more.
弟兄姊妹，或许主怜悯我，主觉得这个态度对了。
And brothers and sisters, perhaps the Lord had mercy on me and felt that this was wrong. This is the right attitude to approach this book. It wasn't to find what everyone else knew about this book and then I would know everything. I confess I don't know.
我也经历过主听祷告，我也经历过赶鬼，也经历过侍奉，福音的火烧起来，但是这个他。保罗既然说以弗所的弟兄姊妹还需要真认识他，那我更需要。
I had experienced many aspects of service, of preaching the gospel and casting out demons, but I didn't know who this him was.
弟兄姊妹，巴不得我们有这样的态度。
Brothers and sisters, may we have such an attitude.
我们跟主说，主，我需要真知道他。
That we can tell the Lord that I truly need to know him.
所以在26岁的时候，我就好好的读。
And when I was 26, I started studying this carefully.
他说：“好像主忽然给我一点点智慧，有一点点悟性，和开了一点窍一样。”
And the Lord gave me a little bit of wisdom and enlightened me just a little bit.
所以有一次我跟一个年长的主的仆人讲，我说：“以弗所书我好像懂一点了。”
And I told an older brother that I understood Ephesians just a little bit.
他很有意思，他就这样看着我，他说：“真的吗？”
And he looked at me and said, "Really?"
你讲给我听呢。
So why don't you tell me?
我就讲给他听。
And I told him.
他说有一点苗头。
And he said, "Yeah, a little bit."
然后讲到这个他的时候
，and when we spoke about him，
我说我们要真认识，因为神是测不透的，我当然需要真知道他，对不对
？And I said because Christ is unfathomable, that means that I need to know him, right？
他跟我讲，他说我提一点我的看法。
And he said, let me tell you what my view is.
他说这个他是主耶稣基督加上教会。
He said that this him is the Lord Jesus plus the church.
你需要看见这个。
You have to see this.
那是我真的不懂。
At that time, I truly did not understand.
因为我一直问，为什么所有读圣经人都说这是启示亮光最高的一本书。
Because I kept asking, why does everyone say that this is the highest revelation?
我到今天我不能说我有真的答案。
And today I can't say that I have a true answer yet.
我也不能说我的答案就是对的。
And I also can't say that my answer is definitely correct.
但是当我真正要去追求的时候
，But as I pursued it in this manner,
我才发现保罗所讲到知道神旨意的奥秘是指着这个他。
When I understood that when Paul speaks of the mystery of his will, it is referring to this.
Him.
Some people say that in Colossians, it says that the mystery of Christ is
the
mystery of God is Christ.
是指的子神说的 God the Son.
And that Christ is referring to God the Son.
那么以弗所书讲到基督的奥秘就是教会。
And in Ephesians, it speaks of the mystery of Christ in the church.
这个奥秘呢，跟基督加在一起就是神旨意的奥秘。
And when you add it, and Christ, and this, when you add it to Christ, is the mystery of God's will.
那个子神的基督说出造物主里面的那个奥秘。
And God the Spirit speaks of the
God the Son.
God the Son speaks of
who become Christ speaks about the mystery of God.
Okay.
那么以弗所书讲到呢。教会是基督的奥秘，不，基督的奥秘就是教会。
Ephesians speaks of the mystery of Christ is the church.
那么这位子神成了基督，加上教会，那是以弗所书里面讲的那个基督。
And God the Son becomes
Christ.
God the Son becomes Christ, and that is
and.Plus,
and plus the church, and that is what Ephesians is speaking of.
The Christ that book of Ephesians speaks of. 弟兄姊妹，你知道这件事情要让我们看见，我们要敬畏的主啊，你我里面的生命就是基督，跟在天上主耶稣基督的生命是一样的。
And we have to reverently say this, but the life that is in you and in me is the same life that is in heaven.
这是为什么神在基督里要创造整个宇宙。
And this is why God had to create the universe in Christ.
这也是为什么神有安排时间，有时代。
And this is why God arranged time and generations.
本来只有子神，他做人，他成为基督了。
Originally, there was only God the Son. He became flesh and he became Christ.
现在在他的救赎里面得着了你和我。
And now in his salvation, he has gained you and gained me.
所以，早期的门徒他们迎来了一个名称，叫做基督人。
And that's why the disciples they gained the name Christian.
他们成为有基督的人。
They became people who had Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，但是圣经告诉我们说，神造我们今天在地上。要让我们活出一个头在天上，我们在地上表现他的一般人。
But God wants us to live out the principle that the head is in heaven and we are on earth.
这就是为什么主给你这个环境，那个痛苦，这个难处，为什么呢？
And that is why God gives you this circumstance, this suffering.
为什么神要给我们那么多属灵的祝福呢？
And why does God give us so many spiritual blessings?
就是要我们认识他。叫我们成为他。
It is so that we can know him and become him.
弟兄姊妹，这个意念啊，在我里面挣扎了很久很久。
And I struggled about this for a very long time.
到今天我就发现，这个在我身上太重要了。
And today I realized that this is so important.
我在想，这改变了我自己做人的态度。
And let me say again, this completely changed my attitude towards life, how I saw myself.
这改变了我在社会上和人相处的关系。
And how I interacted with other people in society.
在教会里面，我们在教会要持守什么？我们追求什么？
And what we are holding fast to, and what we are pursuing in the church.
保罗他在罗马的监狱里面。
In the prison cell in Rome.
我想呢，他本来是四处传福音的。
He was one who preached everywhere.
甘心情愿为着基督的缘故受苦的。
And he was willing to suffer for the Lord.
可能他到了罗马坐监的时候，他所有的问题问为什么，为什么他都不问了。And
by the time he got to the prison in Rome, he probably wasn't asking the questions why.
他有安静的时间到神的跟前。He
had a quiet time to be before God.
主就把以弗所书的信息启示给他。And
then God revealed the message of Ephesians to him.
这个。 保罗他已经经历了，他现在能够用话语表达出来的。Paul
had already experienced this, and now he could explain it in words.
这是今天我们盼望这一次我们聚会稍微能够领会一点的。And
this is what I hope that in the gathering this time we can understand a little bit.
所以这一次我和大家交通的主题也是从以弗所书认识教会。And
so that's why this time the topic is that through Ephesians we can understand the church.
今天晚上交通的是从启示。
And tonight what we are sharing of is how we can understand the church through Revelation.
明天我们要交通的第一堂的是教会与基督的十字架。
And tomorrow afternoon we will share on the church and the cross of Christ.
若是主许可，明天晚上我们交通的教会与圣灵。
And if the Lord wills, then tomorrow night we will share on the church and the Holy Spirit.
主日早晨呢，我们要交通教会的征战。And
Sunday morning, we will share about the warfare of the church.
我们知道，在圣经里面有许多关于基督的真理。We
know that there is much in the Bible about the truth of Christ.
在教会历史中呢，仇敌一直要掩蔽，并且让神扭曲神的真理。
And throughout church history, the enemy wants to twist and cover the truth.
每当一个真理被神启示给人，再重新找回来的时候，
and each time when the truth that God has revealed to man is found again,
都产生极大的冲击力，
it causes much impact.
并且呢，也在那些还没有得着的人和得着的人之间产生很多的难处。
And there are many difficulties between those who have received it and those who have not received it yet.
比如说马丁路德那时候讲因信称义。
For example, when Martin Luther was sharing on justification by faith.
那么在天主教里面有一些呢，他们也读圣经，他们没有看见这个亮光的，跟他有很大的冲突。
And there were some in the Catholic Church who also read the Bible but didn't see that, and these two had much conflict.
举一个例子。
That's just one example.
那么到了今天主要回来之前，
and today, before the Lord returns,
差不多所有的真理都恢复了。
Most of the truths have all been recovered.
但是在这个时代最缺少或者最被人争议的一个真理就是教会的真理。
But one of the most lacking or one of the most contended truths is the truth on the church.
今天所有神儿女们中间，好，我们无论是个人的、团体的，或者是团体与团体之间的问题和难处。
Today, all the problems that are between people or among churches,
还有我们的属灵光景,
or our spiritual condition,
大部分都根源于对教会真理的我们不够清楚。
Most of these problems are rooted in the fact that we aren't clear enough on the truth of the church. And please forgive what I said. Perhaps we are foolish regarding what God wants to gain on the church.
What is the church in God's heart is ignorant to God's people. 弟兄姊妹们，这是一个很致命的问题。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very apparent
problem. 很多弟兄姊妹非常爱主，但是他对这个真理一点都不知道。
There are many brothers and sisters who love the Lord very much, but they don't understand this truth at all.
以至于呢，他活在传统、活在习惯的里面，被仇敌玩弄。好，别人跟他讲，他还跟他作对。
And then they are blinded by the enemy, and when other people explain to them, then they become enemies.
也有的人知道了，但是不在乎，疏忽他。
And there are some others who know it, but they don't care for it.
教会里面就有许多的混乱，许多的掺杂，许多不必要的苦难。
And there is much confusion, there is much mixture, and much unnecessary things in the church.
我们再讲一点，还有些人呢，甚至对教会真理有偏见。偏见就是 bias.
And some people are biased regarding church truth.
因为呢，他持守自己已经有的，不愿意接受新的启示亮光。
Because they hold fast to what they already have, and they are unwilling to receive new light.
更有甚的呢，甚至有误解。
And then sometimes there's misunderstanding.
所以以至于弟兄与弟兄相争。
And that's why brothers will fight with brothers.
请原谅我讲，这个是叫父神非常痛心的一件事情。
And please forgive me for saying this, but this is what causes much hurt to the Father.
这是为什么保罗在他侍奉人如日中天的时候，神把他关起来。
And this is why God imprisoned Paul in his most productive time.
他 in his climax, apex of his ministry.
In the apex of his ministry.
主耶稣呢，就把他捆绑放在罗马监牢。
And that was the time when the Lord bound him and put him in the prison.
因为主有重要的信息要让所有神的儿女们知道。
The Lord had an important message that he wanted all his children to know.
保罗是一个肯付代价的人。
Paul was willing to pay the price.
所以他在监牢里面呢，接受了这一篇的信息。
So when he was in prison, he gained and received this message.
愿主给我们呢，带到保罗那个领受的灵里面。
May God bring us into that spirit that receives as Paul did.
我们一同来领受主的话语。
That together we can receive the word of God.
你知道今天很多人对教会的认识啊，真的是很世俗化的。
And today there are many people whose understanding of the church is very
很世俗化 ，very secular.
Is very secular.
也另外一面呢，也是很随便，很 casual.
And it's also very casual.
所以我们常常用这个字的时候，都用的不准确。其实这叫父神的心很难过的。
And sometimes we'll use the term that is not accurate and it grieves the Father.
比如说我们常常会讲呢，我把我的圣经呢忘记在教会里了。
For example, you may say that I have left my Bible in the church.
我们都听得懂，对不对？
We understand that.
那个教会就是我们聚会的地方。
And by church, you mean the place where you gather.
所以以前呢，我们小的时候不是讲聚这个教会，我们讲叫教堂。
So in the past, we wouldn't say the church, but we might say the sanctuary.
这就我们只是来聚会的地方，但是今天很多人就觉得这个就是教会。
And it's just the place where we gather, but many people think that that is the church.
也有的人呢，把教会呢当做一个传福音的一个机构、一个组织。
And some people treat the church as a gospel organization.
我们看见今天很多的教会是一个系统来的。
And many churches are systematic or institution.
这个对 institution 这一个系统这一个机构呢，跟那个系统都是打着主的名，但是彼此没有交通的。
And all these institutions are in the Lord's name, but they don't fellowship with one another.
甚至有的时候有一些这个争执的。
And sometimes they fight with one another.
那么也有的时候我们认为只要我们是同心合意的奉主的名聚会，那么基督徒的团体就是教会。
And sometimes we think that as long as we are in the same spirit and we are in the Lord's name, then any gathering of believers is the church.
所以我在过去早期的我在美国一些大学校园里面服侍。
In the past, I have served in many campuses in the U.S.
那么有那边弟兄姊妹们很爱主，他们就问我，他说：“伯弟兄啊，你教我们怎么组织教会好不好？”
And they would ask me, Brother Bo, how do you organize a church?
我说我不会，教会不是组织的，教会是生出来的。
And I told them, I don't know how to do that. The church isn't organized.
我们认为呢，基督徒只要奉主的名聚会，又读圣经，又祷告，又传福音，
那就是教会。
We sometimes think that if Christians gather together, as long as they pray, read the Bible, and preach the gospel, that's the church.
可能当时以弗所的弟兄姊妹也这么认为。
And perhaps that's what the people in Ephesians also thought.
所以保罗就要从主的心意来告诉弟兄姊妹，不，神心中的教会是这样。
And Paul had to tell them that no, the church in God's heart is this.
神不仅把这个地位赐给了我们。
God has given us this position.
而且神盼望我们呢，能够表现出他心中要的那个教会的样子。
And God hopes that we can express the image of the church that is in his heart.
弟兄姊妹，那叫神一切的喜悦和祝福都能够在我们中间有形有体的摸到。
So that we can
去见证他。
So that we can testify and touch the Lord's blessing.
所以后来我听到有弟兄们讲哈，基督徒的团体不能跟教会画一个等号。
So later on, someone told me that a Christian group does not equal a church.
Church. 你知道，所以英国有一些弟兄们呢，他们翻圣经的时候就非常非常讲究。
And there are some Christians in England, when they flip through the Bible, they are very...
Translate Bible from original language.
And when they translate the Bible from the original language, they are very...
They're very particular.
They're very particular about certain things.
比如说在这里啊，写信给以弗所的啊，这里没有讲教会啊，有的地方啊，讲到在哥林多的教会，他们就不翻 church, 他们翻 assembly。
And that's why in some places they'll write to the assembly in Corinth instead of church.
在哥林多照着神的旨意一同聚会的一般人。
Because that is a group of brothers and sisters who are gathered in the Lord's name.
但是他讲到神心中得着的那个，他们就翻成 church.
And they only use the word church to speak of what God gains in his heart.
你会不会觉得我有点咬文嚼字？
And brothers and sisters, you may feel that I'm being a little particular.
但是这个很重要。
But this is very important.
但你我今天可能不觉得。
And today maybe you and I don't feel that way.
但是当主回来的时候，一切都显明的时候，我们要说 ，I miss a whole lot. 啊，我失去了大部分的，我没有时间再改回来。
But when the Lord comes back, and then we say that we missed a lot, there's no time for us to change it back.
弟兄姊妹们，这是今天为什么我们要读以弗所书。
Brothers and sisters, this is why we need to read Ephesians today.
好，我们看见了，我们要求主帮我们从这些。观念中啊，把它修正回来。
And we ask the Lord to correct us from these concepts.
我不是要再多讲一点什么。
And I don't want to say more.
今天呢，我们有的时候把教会呢当做自己的工作。
But sometimes we treat the church as our own work.
当做自己的事业。
Or our own occupation.
特别在北美。
Especially in North America.
你知道，从远东来的华人呢？如果是读书来的，都是很有本事的。
There are many Asians who come to the U.S. to study, and they are very qualified.
Yeah, 这个 very capable.
Very capable.
啊，我听过有从国内出来弟兄姊妹告诉我，他说你知道吗？我们要出国，这是20年前，是千军万马过独木桥，我听不懂。
And 20 years ago, the brothers and sisters who wanted to study here from China, they had to be the best.
Yeah. 他说, among 10,000, 只有一个人能过来。
Because among 10,000, only one to come.
所以个个都是很聪明的，很有抱负，很有企图心的。
So they were all very intellectual and very ready.
书读完了，有好工作。
And when they had finished their studies, they get a good job.
有了事业，有了家庭，有了儿女。
They have a good job, they have a good family, and they have many children, and then they believe in the Lord. But now they need their own church.
哎呀，很多人就这么样子。
There were many people who did this.
啊，我见过很多。
I've met many.
所以我蒙召的时候，我真是主在这个点上狠狠地对付我。你不能有这种思想。
And when I was called by the Lord, he dealt with me very severely upon this matter.
教会不是你的事业。
The church is not our occupation.
不是我们的 playground.
It's not our playground.
是神的儿子用他生命的代价买回来的。
But it is what the Son has bought back with his blood.
等一下我们讲到，这是神儿子的心腹。
It is the bride of Christ.
谁敢去把这个心腹玩弄呢？
Who dares to mess around with this bride?
今天我们有道德的人呢，一个女孩子被一个年轻男孩子看上了，定下来了，别人一定
恭敬站在旁边看，祝福他们，是不是？
Today, for people who have morals, if you see that, that a guy likes a certain girl, then people will, respect that.
Withdraw
from that girl.
对不对？但是今天你我哈，我们觉得我们是服侍主，我们热心，结果把神的家变成另外一个东西。
But today we are very zealous and we feel like we are serving the Lord and then we turn the house of God into something else.
这就是保罗对哥林多教会弟兄姊妹讲的话。我为你们杀的愤恨呢，是父神那里面的记恨的心，为要基督得着贞洁的教会，贞洁的心腹。
And this is what Paul says to the Corinthians, that he is jealous for them with a godly jealousy, so that Christ will receive a glorious and unblemished church.
弟兄姊妹，这个非常重要。
Brothers and sisters, this is very important.
你越是有心要服侍，在这个点上，越是求主。在这个点上，让我们有一点点的蒙怜悯，被光照。
And the more you want to serve the Lord, then the more you must ask the Lord to have mercy upon you and enlighten you in this matter.
那么我们刚刚讲哈，在以弗所书第一章讲什么是教会呢
？In Ephesians, we earlier mentioned what is the church.
我今天没有时间读了，我快快的，只有几分钟，我要讲今天主要的内容。
And I only have a few minutes now, so I will just quickly go through today's topic.
Introduction 太长了，因为这个负担太重了。
And my introduction was very long because my burden was very
heavy. 我盼望大家对以弗所书不要轻看它。
I hope that you don't look lightly upon Ephesians.
你一生劳苦有没有会不会突然跟你懂不懂以弗所书有关系啊
？And you work hard, and is it fruitful? It
你将来有没有奖赏？神能不能称许？跟你懂不懂以弗所书有关系。
If you will receive a reward or not, that is connected to whether you understand Ephesians or not.
我们知道以弗所书第一章二十三节只有三句话。
We know that there are only three phrases in Ephesians 1 verse 23.
第一句话就是第一节到第二节，是问安。
The first is the greeting in verses 1 to 2.
第二句话从第三节到第十四节。
And then the second term is Verses 3 to 14.
这讲到教会的起源。
This speaks of the source and beginning of the church.
这讲到呢，教会在时间中的过程。
This speaks of the process through time of the church.
教会在时间中的功用和意义。
And the function and the meaning of the church.
然后他也讲到，当时间要结束的时候，教会的那个荣耀的结局。
And it speaks of the glorious end of the church.
所以他三次讲到叫他的荣耀得着称赞。
And three times he mentions the praise of his glory.
第一个荣耀讲到父神那荣耀的恩典。
The first is the glorious grace of the Father.
因为父神呢里面是他起意要有教会的。
Because it was the Father's intention to have the church.
所以God initiated the idea of church.
He initiated the idea of the church.
弟兄姊妹们，你知道吗？不是你我今天热心，或者有人鼓动我们一下，你就可以起来一个教会的。
It's not that you or I are very zealous and then you start a church.
它是从神出来的。
It comes from.
所以保罗在没有创立世界以前，他就在他的爱子耶稣基督里面拣选了我们，那就是教会。
So he had chosen us before the foundation of the world, and that was the church.
而且因为爱的缘故啊，他就早已预定我们了，不仅是在他面前成为圣洁没有瑕疵。
And because of love, he predestined us so that we would be holy and blameless before him.
而且呢，又因为爱的缘故啊，就要我们得着儿子的名分。
But even more, so that we would receive the adoption as sons.
这是父神对教会的意念。
This is the Father's will for the church.
然后人堕落了。
And then mankind fell.
所以照着父神所定的时间，主耶稣来了。
And at the right time that the Father determined,
他为我们成全救恩。
And he accomplished salvation for us.
在这个救恩里面呢，子神给我们的是丰富的恩典。
And in this salvation, the Son gives us the abundant grace.
绝对够用的，取之不竭，用之不尽的。
It is certainly enough, and you cannot use it up.
而这个恩典是要我们认识神旨意的奥秘。
And this,
他为什么要牺牲他的爱子？
And this grace is for us to understand the mystery of His will.
是为了你和我。
It is for you and for me. It is for the church.
所以他对教会有一个非常深的爱，有一个非常高的期望。
He had a very deep love and a very high desire for the church.
我讲这是神在基督里为我们预备的地位。
This is the position that God has prepared for us in Christ.
但是你我能不能把它活出来，表现出来？
But can we live it out? Can we express it?
好叫主耶稣救赎的恩典得着称赞。
To the praise of his, to his praise of his salvation.
好，这个是在第十二节，叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得着称赞。
In verse 12, to the end that we who were the first to hope in Christ would be to the praise of his glory.
好，弟兄姊妹们，你有没有传福音中碰到一个很为难情形？
Brothers and sisters, when you preach the gospel, have you encountered a difficulty?
啊，他说我信了耶稣。
Where they say, I believe in Christ.
但是我不要受浸。
But I don't want to be baptized.
我问他为什么你不要受浸。
And I might ask him why.
他说我没有找到一个像圣经上的教会。
He said, it's because I haven't found a church that is like what is in the Bible.
这表示说我们传福音啊，他也看不上。他也看不上。
Oh, so that means that when we preach the gospel, he looks lightly upon it.
啊，他觉得你们讲一套，你们为人是另外一套。
He says that you say one thing, but the way you live is something else.
我觉得很 shame.
And I feel very shameful about
it. 所以我跟他解释，你是归入基督，不是归入这个教会啊。
So I have to explain to him, when you're baptized, you're baptized into Christ, not into this church. And don't look at us because we're imperfect.
但是以弗所书保罗怎么讲呢？
But what did Paul say?
要看我们。
Look at us.
而且不仅让人看，要让天使看。
And not only for people to look at us, but for the angels to look at us.
对不对？
And that is what it says in
the
Ephesians 3.
不仅让那些顺命的天使看，而且叫那堕落的天使看，说这是神的荣耀。
For the angels of light and also the angels who have fallen, and this
is God's glory. 你要说谁能达得到呢？
Who can achieve this?
主预备的丰盛的恩典。
The Lord has prepared the abundant grace.
主的血能够洗净我们一切的污秽。
His blood is able to wash all uncleanness in us. The blood of the Lord doesn't just cover us.
我常常听弟兄姊妹祷告，主遮盖我们，是主的翅膀遮盖我们，但血是不遮盖的，血是洗净的。
I often hear brothers and sisters pray that the Lord would cover us, and it's true that His wings do cover us, but the blood washes us.
有的墙上面这有 graffiti.
Sometimes you see graffiti on walls.
你知道他们怎么办？是不是泼上新的油漆盖掉了
？Oftentimes they'll use new paint to cover it.
那个是一个权宜的办法。
And that's just a simple.
真正的办法是要把它洗掉。
The proper method is to wash it off.
弟兄姊妹们，主耶稣流了血，是把你洗得干干净净的。
Brothers and sisters, when the Lord shed His blood for us, it washes us completely.
以后我们再犯罪的时候，我们仍然要他洗，而且要洒在上面。
And,
告诉我们说我们是属主的。
And when we sin again, we have to be washed again and say that we are the Lord's.
弟兄姊妹们，这是第二个荣耀。
Brothers and sisters, that's the second glory.
那么等到主耶稣回来的时候。
And when the Lord returns.
啊，圣灵作职，我们就得赎了。我们是神的产业啊。
And we are the inheritance of the Lord.
第一个就是你我要穿上像主耶稣那复活的身体一样。
First, we will put on the same resurrected body that the Lord had, and we will serve the Lord.
好叫圣灵的工作，那个荣耀叫做称赞。
And then the Holy Spirit's work would be glorified to the praise of His glory.
弟兄姊妹们，所以你看见教会的起始，还有在时间中的出生，将来的结局，都在神的掌握底下。
So you see that the church's birth and the church in time and its glorious end are all in the Father's hands.
父子圣灵他们竭力以赴去达到的一个目标。
And the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit act in one accord to achieve this.
而保罗说这就是时间的意义。
And Paul says that this is the meaning of time.
为什么神要有时间呢？
Why does God have time?
最近有一个英国的理论物理学家过世了。
We know that an English physicist recently passed away.
科普的书叫做《时间简史》，就是 Hawkins.
And Hawkins wrote this book called
The History of Time.
The History of Time.
他其实读了圣经一点点，他又不信神，就讲了什么有什么虫洞啊，又可以这个什么时间的这个时间隧道啊，你可以回到过去，又可以到将来。
And he read a little bit of the Bible, but he doesn't believe. And he speaks about wormholes and ways that you can go backwards and forward in time.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，你真的读圣经，就发现时间是神的仆人。
But if you truly read the Bible, you understand that time is God's servant.
要数给你时间，那个时间就天天服侍你，希望你认识神的旨意。
And when you God gives you time, and the time is serving you each day, so that in hope that you can know His will.
而且活在神的旨意。
And so that you can live.
我想我只能简单的讲一点。
I think I can only say in simple.
当你摸到这个点，真的里面看见了，那你呼喊说荣耀啊！我为什么活着呢？我活着真有意义啊！
And then when you truly touch this, then you can proclaim that it is glorious and you live with meaning.
你就要寻找有同样生命的弟兄姊妹一同相聚。
And you look for brothers and sisters who have that same life and you gather
together. 我们跟主说，主，我们不能，我们不是。
And we tell the Lord that we can't and we aren't.
但是你能，因为这是你的旨意。
But he can because this is his will.
你是，因为你是全能的神。
And you are because you are the all-powerful God.
就展开你我人生的年岁。
And then the Lord starts working in us.
在我们的身上，主就编织基督的故事。
And the Lord starts to weave the life of Christ, the story of Christ into it.
每一个人的历史都是他的历史，他的故事。
Because every person's history is his story.
教会的历史就是他的故事。
And the history of the church is also his story.
我想最后我就讲，刚才我们弟兄领事已经把我今天的重点都讲完了，所以我留了最后三分钟就可以交通完。
And actually, the hymn leader already shared about the main points of my message today.
保罗看见的他乃是。子神基督加上他的身体就是教会。
And the hymn that Paul saw is the church, which is the Son plus his body.
教会就是基督。
The church is Christ.
我们讲，只有基督才是教会。
We say that only Christ is the church.
我的手就是我。
My hand is me.
如果我今天晚上睡觉可以把我右手拿下来，那不是我。对不对？那放下来的是义肢，不是博圣像。
If I could take off, if I could take off my hand, then that's just a prosthetic limb. That is not me.
好，弟兄姊妹们，教会就是基督，只有基督才是教会。
Brothers and sisters, the church is Christ, and only Christ is the church.
所以今天在一起聚会的，如果我们真的在每一件事情上高举基督做头，你我或许有一点教会的意义。
So, brothers and sisters, in the church, if in everything you do you magnify Christ as the head, then perhaps there is a bit of the meaning of Christ in us.
这是为什么当时的基督徒要从英国到美国来建立一个国家。
And this is why the Christians left England and wanted to the Puritans left England and wanted to establish a new place in the U.S.
英国的教会头不是基督，是英国的国王。
Because the head of the church of the Anglican Church was the king.
所以那是一个基督徒的团体，不是教会。
That was an organization of Christians.
他们抗争
the church.
王说你们抗争就杀你。
They dissented, and then the king said that he would kill them if they did.
弟兄姊妹，
so then they left.
你好好去读读历史。
If you study history.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们在一起聚会，你在什么地方聚会，神很在乎的。
Today, where you are gathered, the Lord cares about it.
你是在一个基督徒的团体里面呢，还是在基督的身体里面？
Are you in a group of Christians, or are you in the body of Christ?
而这个身体不是你我喊喊讲讲就是了，我们要真的为身体受苦，那个才是实际的教会生活。
And it's not just you proclaim that it is the body of Christ, and it is, but you have to suffer for the body.
那么到了以弗所书第二章。第十九节到二十二节。
In Ephesians chapter 2, verses 19 to 22,
他讲教会乃是神的家庭。
It says that the church is God's household.
啊，我们都是一家人。
We are all one family.
我今天没有时间了，不然我要超过很多很多了，我要快快停下来。我们真的在一起，你看见弟兄姊妹，你会感觉亲吗
？When you see brothers and sisters, do you feel that they are dear?
当主开我们眼睛的。你碰到一个有基督生命的人，你会觉得好亲呐、啊。
If the Lord enlightens us, when you meet another who has a life of Christ, you feel that they are very dear.
而且我们在一起聚会，有一个弟兄不在，有一个姊妹不来，我们心里面都会很想念的。
And when we're gathered and one sister is missing or another brother is missing, we often miss them.
不仅如此，而且教会是神建造的，他的属灵的居所，神借着圣灵住的房屋。
And the church is also what we are built up into a dwelling of God in the Spirit.
这个建造就很有讲究的。
And this building is very particular.
到了五章三十二节讲到教会就是基督的心腹。
And then in chapter 5 verse 32 it says that the church is the bride of Christ.
那讲到教会跟元首主耶稣之间的爱的关系。
And that speaks of the love relationship between Christ and the church.
生命里面的联合。
It's the union in life.
我想今天晚上我只提一下，不去解释它。
I only have time tonight to mention it, not to explain.
然后到第六章讲到教会乃是神在地上的精兵。
And then chapter 6 says that the church is God's warrior on earth.
那讲到教会今天在地上，我们的追求是为着穿上。
It speaks that our pursuits on earth are to put on the full armor of God.
主日早晨我们来一起交通。
And we will look at that on Sunday morning.
但愿主这几天呢，把我们的心带到宝座跟前。
May the Lord bring our heart before His throne.
为着他救我们，不仅个人得生命。
He saved us so not only that we would receive life individually,
并且我得着的是一个团体的生命,
but that we have also received a corporate life or a body life.
啊，我们要找到弟兄，我们一同来活出教会的实际。
We need to find brothers and we need to together live out the reality of the church.
我们感谢，我们求主更多的让我们明白他旨意的奥秘。
We thank the Lord and we hope that He will help us to more understand the mystery of His will.
我们一同有一点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
爱我们的父神
Heavenly Father who loves us.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
是你在没有创立世界以前
Before the creation of this world.
在我们还没有出母腹以前
Before we were even born,
你早就认识我们。
You already knew us.
你在你的爱子里面已经拣选了我。
You have already chosen us in your beloved Son.
并且你给我们一个何等宝贵的地位。
And you have given us a precious position.
我们能够在你面前成为圣洁，没有瑕疵。
That we can be holy and blameless before you.
而且你为我们预备了何等荣耀的结局。
And you have prepared such a glorious end for us.
你给我们是何等样的尊重。
And you have given us so much honor.
你因为爱的缘故要叫我们都得着儿子的名分。
And because of love, you want us to receive the adoption as sons.
亲爱的父亲。
Heavenly Father.
我们已经领受了主耶稣做我们的救主。
We have already received the Lord Jesus to be our Savior.
得着了他做我们的生命。
We have gained him to be our life.
我们把感谢赞美献给你。
And we give you all thanksgiving and praise.
父亲啊。
Heavenly Father,
你给我们在地上的年日,
the days and time that you have given us on earth,
求你给我们智慧的心,
may you give us a heart of wisdom,
使我们懂得怎样数算自己在地上的日子,
so that we know how to number our days,
好叫我们在地上的年日真能遵行你的旨意,
that our time on earth we truly can live out your will,
活在你的教会中。
And to live in your church.
在基督的身体里,
in the body of Christ.
我们能够学习服侍父的旨意,
we can learn to serve the will of God.
能够讨主父的喜悦,
we can be pleasing to the Father.
我们把今天晚上的交通在恭敬托在你的手中。
Once again, we commit tonight's sharing into your hands.
父啊,聚会会过去。
Heavenly Father, the gathering will pass away.
人的言语不过是旷野的声音。
And human words are just a voice in the desert.
但愿圣灵继续的做工。
May the Holy Spirit continue to work.
叫我们真认识他。
So that we truly know Him.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
Thank you, hear our prayer.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
In Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen.